Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Vox Pop. Less than a year from now, we'll be electing our next president, and I'm betting you'll be talking about politics over turkey this week with your cousin Irving, and you won't like it. Will you be talking about the race between Donald Trump and Ben Carson to say the most outlandish things on the campaign trail? Or you'll be talking about how Ted Cruz is creeping up on them in Iowa? And of course, there's the neck-and-neck race for all the Democratic ticket between Hillary and Bernie to discuss all of the political holiday cheer amid official travel warnings issued due to increased terrorist threats. Are you not going to go somewhere because of that? Let's talk politics and Thanksgiving Day. Today, give us a call, 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, and we'd love to talk to you, and the phone is all yours. It's just you and me sitting here today, and, you know, it's so important when we have these little get-togethers, just Alan and you, that you call and we hear from you, because there's a great deal to do. I wonder, is there somebody who is coming to Thanksgiving dinner with you who annoys you, who you know you should not get into a fight with, or simply bores you to death, and you hope you're not sitting next to them, you know what I mean? What about presidential politics? Does this enter into this? We'll be hearing from many of you. Again, that number, and I'm nothing without you, is 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Pat in Del Mar. Pat, you're on.
Thank you. Good to talk with you, Alan.
And you too, Pat.
There are many people in the United States who still feel that President Obama was born in Kenya and has no right to be president, even though his mother certainly was an American all the way. I'm wondering how Ted Cruz is managing this when he was born in Canada.
Yeah. Well, the Constitution is not as exact on this as you may think. I'm just trying to remember what I learned about all this, and I'm sure there'll be others who do also. But the real question is, what if your mother, what if your father was an American? What if your parents were Americans? You know, this is not the first time we've faced this, Pat. We've looked at many people, including George Romney and so many others who have made the argument that it doesn't really matter. As far as the birther movement and Obama, I think that one's all quiet now, don't you, Pat?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because there was nothing to it. It was all Donald trumped up business.
It was indeed. Some people get born in embassies. I don't know. There'll be others who know a little bit more about Cruz's particular situation. But I do know that the lines are lighting up, and I thank you for starting us out, Pat. It was very important, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
And we'll go to Charlie in the Berkshires, 1-800-348-2551. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Alan. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I just wanted to express my frustration. The level of vitriol that this president has taken, especially with the campaign season, all the Republicans, they call that man everything but a decent human being. And I'm sick of it. I really am.
Do you think it's racist?
I think it's a bit, yes. I don't want to go there, but the core problem starts with that. Everything about him. I mean, the things like, he's a secret Muslim and he's trying to destroy the country. I'm so frustrated with it. And I don't feel that the media is calling these people out on this and, you know, calling a spade a spade, if you will.
Well, you know, I think of it a little differently, Charlie. You know, I think this guy has so much decency and so much, just a decent presentation that I don't think that any of this is really landing. And I wonder if Hillary becomes the president, whether she'll face the same thing. And I suspect she will. I suspect she will.
I would have to disagree with you there, but
really?
Time will tell, Alan. Yeah. I don't think that historically no president has ever taken this sort of abuse and disrespect.
No, I agree with that, because I think that has to do more, though, with the state of contemporary crazy politics, where you have this right-wing group which never, ever gives up. We have Mitch McConnell saying his number one deal is to get the president, you know, out of there.
What an insult to the American people that was. That was outrageous.
Well, and it didn't really help them, and it didn't help him, and it's not going to help this time. I mean, the way it's going right now, I think, is that Hillary gets elected president. The Bernie thing, and I love Bernie, as you know, the Bernie thing, I think, hasn't really ever lived up to what was possible. He tried to punt the other day, as you remember, by talking about the label Democratic Socialist.
Right.
You know, and what it meant, and saying that FDR was really a Democratic Socialist, although FDR never called himself a Democratic Socialist. So I'm beginning to think it's going to be Hillary. But... And I'm thinking, looking at the polls, that Hillary will win, except that this ISIL, ISIS, whatever thing, really is exciting a lot of the, you know, the
fervor. Yeah.
That's right. And I think you're looking at something like today's New York Times talking, I think it was a Time, maybe the Washington Post, I read so much, but was talking about Chris Christie, more people were looking at him because of his bellicosity, you know, over the war. So a year is a long time.
Yes, it is, yeah. I would love to give my vote to Bernie Sanders, and he's a great man. I like everything he says, but I view him as weak on international issues.
Yeah, well...
Whereas Hillary, I think, would be strong and has the experience.
Okay. Charlie... Thank you. Where are you in the Berkshires?
Oh, actually, I'm from Windsor, Mass.
Windsor. That's great. High up there. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Charlie.
Thank you, Alan. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll go to Mark in Rosendale. Okay, Mark in Rosendale, you're on.
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
I'm going to say something that I have not heard yet, but I think it needs to be said, and it's a question, and then I'll hang up.
No, don't hang
you
up.
Actually
don't hang up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you actually think that, I mean, I love Bernie, and I'm going to vote for him.
Ah.
But do you actually think that a Jewish man could get elected in the United States of America to be president of these states?
Did you ever think that a black man could be elected president of the United States of America?
No, I didn't. But he was. So my question is,
no, I think absolutely.
Think
I don't know. It's going to be a Jewish guy from Vermont with a Brooklyn accent,
right?
Is going to do it. And I'm where you are, by the way, in terms of liking him so much and respecting him so much. But I think that that there are a number of things that are mitigating in terms of voting for the guy, and I think that the polls are pretty clear now. But I don't see, because of the international situation, that that's going to help Bernie's candidacy at all. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Mark,
yes,
you're sound
you know,
like,
I've traveled. I know you have, and I've traveled the country far and wide, and I just don't know that that's ever going to happen.
A Jew, you mean? Oh, I think a Jewish candidate can get elected. Oh, I do.
I think so.
I do, because remember, you have a very close alliance between some of the Christian community and their respect for the Judeo-Christian, relationship. I think a Jew can be elected, and it'll happen. I do.
Well, I'm glad we got to at least express that.
Well, you know, I always ask my students. This is always great. I always have my students sitting around in a circle. I say, I'm going to go around the room, and I want you all to tell what percentage of America is Jewish, right?
Uh-huh.
And you go around the room, and some people say 50%, and some people say 20%. And when I tell them 2%, they say, you're lying.
Right.
So 2%. Okay, Mark. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye.
Okay. We'll go to Eli in Utica. Okay, Eli, you're on.
Hi, Ellen. I got something here which maybe some liberals can use at the dinner on Thursday.
With Uncle Irving.
Yeah. So this is, I think, the most interesting fact in politics in America that nobody knows anything about. The federal government keeps statistics on every dollar of taxpayer money that's brought in. And they will tell you, there are statistics you can find online of what each state individually receives.
Who sends more, who gets more, right?
And what you'll find, it's really amazing. The blue states, for instance, let's take California, New York, Massachusetts. For every dollar of federal tax, income tax, that we spend, we get back 80 cents. And it's fascinating to see the states who are making out in this. They're all red states. It's incredible. Alabama, Kentucky, Arkansas, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, they're all getting, for every dollar of tax.
Okay, because we have to take a break, I want to ask you real quickly, why do you think that is?
I think two reasons. Well, first of all, let me say they're getting maybe $1.40.
Oh yeah, no, okay, go ahead, but tell me why.
Okay, I got down to two reasons. First of all, they're very poor. Most of these southern red states, very poor. Secondly, the political system we know is based on seniority. These states throughout history have had senators who have been there for 100 years.
Right.
They've gotten military complexes there. They've gotten federal money there. It just goes on every year.
And
every
a third reason, and a third reason is that the Republicans control both houses of Congress, and Obama's got to compromise with them.
Alan, these statistics, they will stay the same over the past 20 years. They hardly vary.
Eli, great call, Eli. I got to take a break. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Take care.
Support comes from Rhinebeck Artist Shop. Professional picture framing and fine art materials, art sets, and stocking stuffers. Rhinebeck, New Paltz, and 793 Broadway in Kingston. RhinebeckArt.com. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, Warwick, New York, a Hudson Valley bookseller specializing in new and vintage books and holiday gift ideas, with a second shop on Windmere Avenue in the heart of Greenwood Lake. YeOldWarwickBookshop.com. Agricultural Stewardship Association, helping people conserve farmland in the Upper Hudson Valley. We conserve good farmland for good forever. agstewardship.org. Interim Healthcare, providing companions, aides, and nurses in the home 2 to 24 hours a day, saluting their home health caregivers for the difference they make in their home care clients' lives. interimhealthcare.com. And the Arkell Museum at Canajoharie presenting William Joyce, Guardian of Childhood, an exhibition of Joyce's original illustrations for his books and films, and monthly programs highlighting his work. arkellmuseum.org.
And we are back with the Vox Pop. We've got some lines free, and we encourage you to call. Fran just sent a message at voxpop@wamc.org, and she said, Alan, I'm spending Thanksgiving with my cousin who's a high school teacher, so I'm sure we'll discuss politics, and the discussion will be dominated by our admiration for a certain Democratic socialist and the bizarre antics of the Republican frontrunners. That's what she said. Now we'll go to 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. I want you to call. We'll go to Will in Gloversville. Will, you're on.
Yes. Hello, Alan.
Well, hello, Will.
I would just like to say, Alan, that I'm not going to let Uncle Eli or the terrorists destroy my Thanksgiving dinner, because their goal is one and the same, to do just that.
To bother you.
To irritate people and make them avoid them. Wow. Avoid going out and living their life.
Do you remember the old days? Hey, Will, do you remember the old days when you used to play musical chairs at birthday parties? And they always took
exactly.
They took one chair away, and everybody knows where your uncle is going to sit. And so everybody's scurrying around the table trying to figure out how not to be sitting next to him. good point. Thanks, Will. Appreciate your call. All right. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Your chances of getting in now are 100%. 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Richard in somewhere in upstate New York. Richard, you're on.
Thank you. Hello, Mr. Shartok.
You can call me Alan. Go ahead.
I can. Okay, oh, you can call me Mr. B. Anyway, I am getting back on a nice holiday note. I am traveling south to the Jersey Shore with my cat, and there's room on the front seat of my car for our very good President Obama. I wish he were traveling with me, and we're free to do so.
Well, yeah, yeah. I'm not sure I get it, other than to say that this call is a call of admiration for the president.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think Americans ought to take into consideration that he's right on time wise. He's global. He's looking at the world. At the United States as part of the world, but not necessarily as a world dominator.
You know, it's interesting because there are two things involved in contemporary politics, Richard. One of them is politics. Get elected, no matter what. Get elected. You know, down with everybody else. I'll figure out which way the wind is blowing, and I'll give them what they want, and I'll inflame them as much as possible. And then every once in a while, you get a thoroughly decent person who does something because it's right.
Exactly.
And quite frequently, they lose their office because of it. Jimmy Carter was a pretty good example. It ain't pretty. Richard, thank you. Thank you so much for the call.
All right. Well, there's still room on the front seat, Mr. Okay. For Alan.
Okay.
So if you can get it through there.
Okay, Mr. B. Thank you so much. Let's go to Hunter in Delhi. Hunter, you're on.
Yes, I was really hearing dog whistles even from NPR. Is I thought that it was kind of amusing and scary comment that somebody made here. They're ready for Bernie, but Hillary's got the experience. I'm going, well, what has her experience gotten us? Except in trouble in North Africa and a continuation of the Cheney Doctrine. And, her experience has gotten us nowhere. And, she's so Republican-esque that it's very discouraging to be dismissive of Barney.
Yeah, Bernie.
They come off as Hillary having experience. That's just so, fighters should have experience to get beat every time in the ring. She's ruined this country with North Africa, and she's responsible for ISIS, the resurgence of ISIS.
Well, in some things I agree with you. I love Bernie.
See, that's a dog whistle to me. You don't love Bernie. You're defending Hillary somehow, and I don't understand that.
Well, we'll watch your mouth. Why don't you watch your mouth and tell me, instead of telling me what I mean and what's in my head, when I say I love Bernie, I love Bernie. I've interviewed him 100 times. I think he's great. I have to give my political analysis of what I think is happening based on polls and other things, but you don't get to tell me what I'm thinking, do you?
Well, you telling me and everyone else what you're thinking.
But you don't get to tell me what I'm thinking. Don't you understand the difference?
See, you're going to do a Fox News on me and hang up on me, huh?
Have I hung up on you? Hey, have I hung up on
you? 842?
Have I hung up on you?
Yeah, you will, because what I'm saying is you're telling me what I've seen, and I'm thinking the media. I watched the debates, and he said Hillary won the debates. And no,
did you hear me say Hillary won the debates? In fact, you heard me say don't confuse me with the facts, you mean. I said exactly the opposite, When the media said she won, I said, no, she didn't. But now you're telling me I'm the media, and that's what I said.
Well, I tend to group, and I apologize for that. I'm loaded for bear, I guess. But it's so discouraging to hear somebody, even commentators after it, in the fact when he said that, tired of the emails, it was like he'd ceded that to her. No, he was just saying, let's get down to business, and let's not have you doing this dog and pony show like you've, Benghazi.
Okay, hey, listen, I got 4 people behind you. I don't want you to think I'm hanging up on you. I'm just saying, okay, let's time for the next one. Thanks so much, Hunter. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that. Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, let's go to Andrew in Albany. Andrew, you're on.
And I was just calling because I'd like to talk about two things to make you a little bit more hopeful about Bernie. I know you're a supporter and everything. But to everybody out there who feels a bit gloomy about Hillary surging in the polls, my first point is that, number one, Bernie is very strongly supported amongst younger people as well as the elderly. And I feel like this Thanksgiving is going to be a time when Bernie's going to make a lot of ground between people talking about the issues over Thanksgiving.
What makes you think so? You know, the standard line I've been hearing on, you know, the Foxes and the other places, maybe not the Foxes because I don't listen to Fox, but is that Hillary is made stronger by the ISIS inroads and threats.
Well, I think the overall feeling that I get from a lot of people is that they're tired of the negativity and hearing about nothing but ISIS and the threats that face us on the news, and that they want a positive message. And I think that Bernie is really the only candidate that's truly bringing that to the table, a message of peace and love and embrace for people.
Well, okay, Andrew, thank you for that very interesting insight.
Well,
I appreciate
also,
it.
Also, yeah. The last thing that I had to say is that that I think from all the rhetoric you hear from conservatives about Hillary, think about how the last 8 years with Obama have been. I think it's going to just be another, if Hillary gets elected, it's going to be another 8 years of conservatives whining and no ground being made whatsoever.
Andrew, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Two free phones. Let's go to Catherine in Niskayuna. Catherine, you're on.
Hi, Alan. My comment is simply this. If we cannot talk to each other civilly around the dining room table, what hope in blue blazes do we have of actually talking with people who really, really disagree with us?
Now, that's a great statement, but I want to get a little deeper, if I may, with you.
Okay.
How many people are coming to Thanksgiving with you?
With us personally, there's just the three of us, and we're going out. But I do have in-laws that are very, very different from my political position, and I have to remember that they have a right to their opinion, too, and I try to treat them with respect, and that does keep me from just automatically sharing everything that comes down my Facebook feed that is perhaps vitriolic.
Well, do they have the same feeling about you that they have to remember that you have a right to say what you want?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's great.
We disagree, but, you know, I mean, yeah. I think they're misguided. They think I'm misguided, but that's about the extent of it. We still respect each other.
Right. Catherine, thank you so much, and you're a very lucky woman. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, we'll go to Gordon in Pittsfield. Okay, Gordon in Pittsfield, we have three open phones, everybody. 1-800-348-2551. Gordon, go.
Hello, yes, I don't think there would be any problem in a Jewish person becoming president.
Right.
I think that's becoming a thing of the past. And besides, we have a lot of Christians in this country, and Christ was a Jewish rabbi. So really, there's an awful lot of similarities between all the religions, actually. They all say, let's be good, let's go around doing good. So to put barriers between people because of religion is really, it's not smart.
Well, no, it may not be smart, Gordon, and I agree with you. And I also said that I agree with you about you could have a Jewish president pretty easily. But I do wonder whether or not we sometimes confuse what is with what should be. Are you following me? In other words,
we always do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We always do. There are people that are going to be confused over the simplest issues just because they want to be confused, because they want to cause dissension and arguments.
Yeah.
But that's not the way we need to live.
No,
we
you
need
are
to
right.
We need to try to understand each other, and we need to understand that out of the 7 billion people in the world, no two people are alike. So let's start celebrating our differences instead of going to war.
Even identical twins, of which I am one. Thank you so much, Gordon. Appreciate it.
Very welcome.
Yeah. All right. And we'll go to Glenn. All right, Glenn, you are on.
Hey, Alan, what's going on?
You know, this and that.
I hear you talking about Thanksgiving and, you know, the holidays. It's like a time where it's like, oh, man, I'm always outnumbered. And, the problem is, I think, it's just a lot of people are misinformed, and they don't really know the facts.
Could you speak a little louder, Gordon? Glenn, I mean. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, okay. How about now?
Yeah, but much better. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, there's a lot of misinformation that goes around. You know, a lot of the times when I try to talk politics, and people are like, oh, why are we helping this country when we have homeless in our country and blah, blah, blah. And it always ends down to, like, welfare, Obama phones, and all this stuff. And it's just really when you try to educate somebody and give them facts, they just don't take it.
Okay,
know?
So assuming do you have an example or do you have a story?
I'll give you a perfect example. I was explaining to one of my wife's uncles. He's in the union here in New York. And we were talking about Scott Walker, and he heard about it, and he said, "Oh, that's a lot of BS, this and that." And as he said that, he's been in the union almost, say, like 15 years, and he said, "Hey, well, don't get me wrong, I'm not pro union. There's a lot of things," and I'm looking at him like, "What are you crazy?" Like,
well, you know what, you've done it, but you're a member of the union, you've taken their benefits, but you're not pro union.
Yeah. And he said, "Well, I'm not pro union, but if it's there, I'll take it."
I once gave a commentary on television in which I talked about being a member of two unions, a member of the UUP, and aptly named, and a great union, and also being a member of the television union when I was on Channel 13. They made me join the union. And I said, you know, the television union gave me a hat and a jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you get it?
Oh, man.
And I said, so the conclusion was, always join a union, gives you a hat and a jacket. Hey, Glenn, thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it.
All right, Alan. Hey, yeah, running all the way. Okay? Yeah.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Wayne in, that's gone. For some reason, Wayne left us. So we'll go to Fred in Hurley. Fred in Hurley, you're on.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling about Thanksgiving dinner and the idea of, hello?
Yes, I'm listening, abatedly.
When I go into a Thanksgiving dinner, I try to there's sort of like a mantra. It's like, things in the past are past and let's look forward. And what I see people doing in general is editing, who's at the meal and, what we can do. And people are hunkering down and keeping, their heads in the sand, sort of. And so that's what I feel seems to be going on these days.
Yeah, but I don't get it. I don't get it. Do you mean to say that people bring last year's fight to this year's Thanksgiving table?
Yeah, exactly. And so in the meantime, what I'm saying is focus on who is at the table, what's going on right now, what's going to be going on, as opposed to thinking back to behind. I'm a New Englander. And
you're calm.
And I see, the big fight that I see is, guns and gun laws and things like that.
Oh, sure. Try that on your Uncle Irving.
Yeah,
he goes out hunting every week.
And it's like, but having grown up through that whole thing, I've got 50 years on me. I understand how it has toyed with the way people, men in particular, perceive themselves and what their position is and how they have to perform in society, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be probably like one of the main topics. But we will steer away from that and focus on the children and what are we doing more focused.
A positive attitude. A good idea. Hey, Fred, thanks for the call. Appreciate it a lot. Let's go to Wayne in Rensselaer, who's back with us now. Wayne, you have about a minute to go before we have to hit the break.
Three or four comments. First, you should never refer to Fox without putting the word not in the middle of it. Fox Not News.
I didn't say that. Did I?
Okay. No.
No, no.
But other times you have.
No,
On the Jewish issue. We had the same issue problems we had with the Bob Kennedy, and now we had with Obama. We still had with Obama, unfortunately. In terms of qualifications,
well, but Obama got elected twice. What are you talking
about? I know, but before he got elected. Before Kennedy got elected, there was a lot of questions.
Yeah, but Kennedy got elected. We overcame that nonsense.
I know. And so what I'm suggesting is we can overcome the problem with Bernie. Second, in terms of qualifications, in terms of foreign policy, how much qualifications or experience did Reagan and Bush have? Compared to the clown car that's fact challenged and doing experience itself, Bernie's far more intelligent than them. And the little that he knows in terms of that is far more than those other people do. The other thing, and with regard to ISIS, I think was more responsibility for Bush and Cheney with and for the bombing and stuff that's happened, and invasion and occupation that's happened in the past. I mean, how would we feel if some of our families, the children were bombed and killed, and innocent brothers and sisters, families, the houses were destroyed? The other thing is...
but you're not arguing that ISIS is entitled to be cutting people's heads off and...
That's outrageous. Yeah. That's outrageous. But not all Muslims are in that category. You know,
what do you mean not all? Almost none of them are. Oh, you know.
I know. There's a small percentage, less than a millionth of... I don't want to get
following
into that.
Up on the other guy, we're all sort of the Jews and the Christians and the... you know, and the Muslims all come from, you know, common roots. So, hey, Wayne, I got to go. Take a break. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Support comes from Putnam County Tourism, historic sites, farm-to-table dining, kayaking, hiking, biking, and more. Putnam County, where the country begins. Online, visit putnam.org for event calendar. The Hyde Collection, an art museum and historic house in Glens Falls, New York, open Tuesday through Saturday 10 to 5 and Sunday 12 to 5, hydecollection.org. Unusual Wedding Rings and More in Crawford Square, North Street, downtown Pittsfield, featuring a variety of jewelry specializing in repair, remodeling, and recycling. 413-236-9300. East Heaven Hot Tubs and Paradise Spa, Northampton, Massachusetts, offering private hot tub room rentals with indoor or outdoor rooftop tubs, massage for couples and individuals, eastheaven.com. And AMT Precision Manufacturing, proud supporters of Saratoga Plan and their work to conserve the 166-acre Pitney Farm in Saratoga Springs, saratogaplan.org.
And we're back thanks to the magic of Zach Malloy, the guy who's at the controls, who always seems to know what he's doing. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's all going around very well. We have one free phone, but we'll go now to Mary in Fishkill. Mary, you're on.
Hi there, Alan. How are you?
Good, good, good. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. I don't have anything profound to say except thank you for the Capitol steps this past Saturday night.
It was great, wasn't it?
It was super. My husband and I drove up. We enjoyed the show.
Wasn't it great to see the feeling in the room of all the WAMCers? It was wonderful.
It was, yes. We had a great time. Thoroughly enjoyable evening. I'd recommend it to anyone.
Sure.
So that's it. That's all I have to say.
Well, that's a very nice thing for you to do. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we'll go to Andy in Stillwater, which always runs deep. Go ahead, Andy. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alan.
Yeah.
Always enjoy your shows.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a quick shout out to my friend Ollie over in Hamden, Mass.
Oh, boy.
And okay. I have a question for you. I had a sea change in my politics when I saw W and Bubba yucking it up together at a ball game.
You know, they got together
all afterwards. All those checks I sent to Clinton and the Democrats to beat Bush or go against Bush. And there's Bush and W yucking it up like old buddies. Kind of made me a little sick to my stomach.
Well, you know, this is very interesting because one of the ways, I'm sure you have, you know, email and Facebook and all the rest. It's so interesting. There isn't a day that goes by which these two parties don't send me stuff and say, We got to get those guys. We got to get them. Otherwise, they're going to win. You know, send me money. Send me $5. Send me $500 during that time. We had a friend out on Fire Island, my brother and I, and we liked him very much. And we used to tell him about this other guy we didn't like. We tell him about the other guy we didn't like. And then one day he came up to us. He was very mad. He said, I saw you walking down the street with your arms around the same guy that you used to tell me you didn't like. So there's a certain amount of hypocrisy, you know, in sure. all of this that goes on. But are they really supposed to hate each other forever? I mean, I don't know about that. I'm not a big W fan, that's for sure. But,
well, me either, and it's a particularly destructive president, in my view. Thank you.
No, he was. Thanks. Bye-bye. 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, and now we're off to go to John in Sarat. No, not John. John's left us. We'll go to Sam in Glens Falls. Okay, Sam, you're on.
I just wanted to, I'm from Glens Falls.
Yeah,
but,
Glens Falls, you mean. Glens Falls.
Glens Falls.
No, I know you said that. We had a guy who applied for a job here at WAMC. It was maybe 20 years ago, and he kept telling us he was going to do a good job because he knew all the people in Glens Falls. So we kept saying to him, it's not Glens Falls, it's Glens Falls.
I was going to say, where's that?
Yeah, so we kept saying it's Glens Falls. We had such a good time with the guy that afterwards we decided that from then on, Glens Falls would be Glens Falls. Don't you see?
Yeah, well, this is what I always say. It's Glens Falls. Glen owns the falls.
Gotcha. But there's no apostrophe. Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter because when you're talking to somebody from Alabama, they call it Glens Falls.
Yeah, Glens Falls. Yeah.
You know?
Sam, go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. I just wanted to say, you know, I have so like I said, I'm from Glens Falls, and there's a lot of very family members that are very like Republican leaning.
Sure.
And so I talk to them, and they're all excited about Trump. You know, oh, my gosh, I hope he wins, blah, blah, blah. Those people that are all excited about Trump don't even vote.
Well, that's interesting. So, you know, I don't
right,
know.
Right, like, they're complaining.
Yeah.
And complain. I love Trump, but they're not going to vote.
How do you know? How do you know they're not going to vote, Sam?
Because they're not registered.
Oh.
They don't feel like their vote counts, so they're not going to do it.
So are you intimating, I don't want to put words in your mouth like that guy did with me, but are you intimating that Trump is attracting the know-nothing crowd?
Yep, I do. I do think so. I think that the people that like him are the people that are not going to vote.
You want to know why he's doing so well, in my opinion? Because of TV. He was on TV. And
right.
And TV in this country legitimizes everybody. If you were on TV, you know, then you're something. And if you weren't, you're nothing.
Right. But in the end, though, I don't think it's going to matter. Because those people that are, like, so happy that he's running because he was on TV and he's a star.
TV, yeah.
They're not going to do anything about it.
Well, you know, but there are a couple of things that you should know. When the pollsters poll, they have questions, maybe trick questions, which get people to disclose whether they're a likely voter or not. Like, did you vote in the last election? Are you registered? This kind of thing. They're pretty good at that. They really are. But Sam, thank you for your wonderful call. Appreciate it very much. Okay, let's go to James in Highland. Okay, James in Highland, you're on.
Good afternoon, Alan. How are you?
We're good.
Last night I was watching a program, one I've probably seen numerous times, but it was about the life and times of John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one of the excerpts in it, they were talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I remember. I saw it, too. Go ahead.
And I was actually sitting there for the first time and actually in amazement at the strength and the will that Kennedy emulated, you know, to the Soviets by, you know, putting the block out and, you know, I mean.
But James, there was a lot we didn't know at the time. So, for example, there was a secret agreement with Khrushchev, I guess, that basically said, you know, we're going to take down our missiles in Turkey. So at the same time they had all of those missiles pointed at us from Cuba, we had them pointed at Turkey. Now, for some reason, we all talked about the Cuban Missile Crisis, but it took a while for it to get out that we had made a serious compromise on our own.
Yes, yes, we did. That was the trade-off. But, yeah, you know, again, on the initial onset, you know, to just stand tall the way he did and, you know, deploying the navies and, you know, I just, you know, I'm a 24-year veteran myself.
Okay.
Hey,
James, we're running out of time here. I do appreciate your call, and I thank you for making the point. Appreciate it very much. Okay, let's go to Ann in Ulster County. Okay, Ann, you're on.
Hello, Alan. I would just like to wish bon appetit to everybody on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Wherever they eat and whoever they eat with, and hope their appetite is satisfied.
Right.
I want to say to the lady who called that I'm one of those know-nothings. I like Donald Trump a lot, and I like him because he says what he thinks, and he's
Well, what
not...
if he thinks... Wait. Ann, you know, you and I talk a lot, but what if he says something that's really stupid, and you say he says what he thinks? So what? If he thinks something that's stupid, why should we like him?
Well, we think it's stupid. Maybe it isn't stupid. I remember distinctly the reports of the people celebrating when the towers came down.
Yeah, but not in New Jersey where he said, you know, the New York Times and everybody else did all of that work. You know,
yeah, that's a minor detail, but I remember it distinctly, and I, you know, trying to make him out as not being a liar. And you know, Alan, you said people mix up what should be with what is.
Yeah, gotcha.
And I think many of the politicians do that.
Oh, yeah.
And if he should become president, he will find out there are a lot more brick walls than he thought were there.
Yeah. Well, so, we'll see. You know, he's an interesting character. I do think TV legitimizes him. But when he says, you know, the Mexicans are rapists and killers coming, oh, that, please.
Well, he was painting with a very big brush. Try to, you know, it's they are a problem financially very much. I can
well,
tell
that's
you.
Not rapists and killers.
No, but it's taking.
And did you
out
know
of,
more people are going back the other way than are coming this way right now? That's true. Hey, Ann,
well,
and always wonderful to hear from you. Thanks for calling. All right, let's go to Brendan over to the I-90. You're on the I-90, Brendan.
Yeah, I am. I'm driving back from college.
You're talking hands-free, of course, right?
Yeah, no, I just got an earbud in.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So I just kind of wanted to talk about, like, I consider myself an independent. I have views on either side, and each party has extreme. The loudest people are always tend to be the most extreme people. And it just kind of frustrates me in general when I look at politics, and if people are so vocal and so loud on so many issues, but when it comes down to the decisions being made in Congress, people don't realize that we're all getting screwed. Like, each senator, each House representative member gets stuff done for their state that gets them stuff for the lobbyists, gets money into their state. They're all working for themselves. They're not working for necessarily the American people who are the loudest, who are donating to their campaign. They're getting done what they want individually. And it just the party is just kind of a show. It's to keep people occupied.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, here in the legislature in New York, for example, you know, when the leader says, this is what we're going to do, boys, and, you know, there's been a lot of testimony in the Sheldon Silver trial. That's what they do. You know,
I'm not stateside is a smaller level, and it's easier to get stuff done because it's a smaller size.
Yeah.
But when we're dealing with the national Congress, people are so, like, you see on every news show, like, there's people who we can just point to that are like, well, they're going overboard. They're going over the top over the issues. But there's people at home that really, truly believe this stuff, and they don't know that their own person that they're rallying behind isn't going to do that when they're in office.
Well, I don't know about that, Brendan. First of all, what college do you go to?
University at Buffalo.
Yeah, one of the things you may want to do is do an internship down in Washington. I did it, and that's how I sort of got started. And your eyes can get open. We wouldn't have had a Civil Rights Act, which was passed when I was there, if you didn't have a bunch of committed people to doing that.
I'm not saying that everyone in Congress is bad or anything, because it's sort of that. I know there's people that are dedicated and work their whole lives to try and make change. I'm just saying, for the, if you want to say the figureheads of the groups, if you want to say the Tea Party and even more extreme liberals, there are definitely people who kind of get swept up in a character of a person and not really their actual policy.
Hey, Brendan, thanks for thinking about this. I much appreciate your very intelligent call. Thanks so much for calling. Okay. Okay, let's go to Bob in Albany. Bob in Albany, you got to make it quick. We're running out of time. Go ahead.
Yes. Concerning Mr. Trump, I want everyone to take a step back and notice his demeanor, how fast he gets upset, mm-hmm. and how he rants and raves. And I had no problem if he was a calm person, but he's used to being the king. He's not used to being our president, who has to be cool, calm, and collective at all times to make an intelligent decision. And that can be a number of candidates, but he's not one of them. He's not used to a compromise. If you think about it, he's used to being the boss, giving orders. It's his way or the highway.
Well, he says so.
He
says so. I think a lot of people like that about the guy.
Well, you can't run around the world when you're, like I said, that might be him and his domain. But when he's the president of the United States, think if Mr. Obama, President Obama, was showing that character, right. How many people voted for him?
Yep.
How many people would stand there to listen to him now if he did that? He was always cool and calm and collective. And the Kennedys, you just can't show your hand like that on the world
okay.
stage. We're
Bob, Bob, I got to let you go. I'm trying to get everybody in. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Okay, we'll go to Steve in Albany. Steve, you're on.
Hi. Just about the name Glens Falls.
Sure.
I had an old copy of Last of the Mohicans.
Yep.
And it's got diagram plates in it.
Yep.
And one of the plates says it has about two guys fighting above Glens Falls. They spell it with two N's and an apostrophe.
And an apostrophe. Isn't that interesting? Well, Steve, you've really shed some light on this thing. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Yep. Okay, let's go to Fred in Hurley. Fred in Hurley, where everybody keeps it down. Go ahead.
Hi. Regarding Trump, I'm going to let that go, actually.
Fred, is this your second call?
Yes, it is.
You're not allowed to do that, but go ahead. Make it quick.
I asked for
permission. Okay, go quick.
Okay, and now I'm losing my thought.
It's about Trump in New Jersey, isn't it?
Yes, okay. So in the meantime, as far as the World Trade Center and the people cheering on the cars,
yeah.
There were reports, okay, and it's documented, it's in the papers. Yeah. There were six gentlemen cheering on a car down in the World Trade Center area when those towers hit.
Well, but that's not
anywhere, not anywhere else. And those individuals have been studied and, investigated.
Since this is your second call, I'm cutting you off. Thanks so much, Fred. Appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Mark in Albany. Mark, you're on. Very quickly.
Okay, refuse to be terrorized.
Yep.
The Daesh capacity is very limited.
Yep.
This will blow over by the election, which will be decided on domestic issues as usual.
You never know. You don't know what they're going to do next. You just don't know, Mark.
But their capacity is pretty limited, and the immigrants in particular are very, very thoroughly vetted. There should be more reporting on that.
Yeah.
Second, call them Daesh. Don't dignify them.
Hey, Mark, we're out of time. We're really out of time.
Last point. The more people hear Bernie, the more they like him.
Yeah, well, that doesn't seem to be the case in the polls.
He gains steadily.
Nope, he's not. He was, but he's not
plateaued,
now.
He plateaued a little bit.
Yeah.
So he's targeting the early states.
Mark, I am so sorry. I got to let you go. We are literally out of time. And I want to thank everyone who called. I want to thank Michael from Pittsfield and Rich from the Lake who had different things to say. But we're out of time. Next time, call earlier. Support for the Vox Pop comes from Washington County Tourism and the towns and villages therein, featuring art venues, holiday happenings, farmers markets, craft beverage, and specialty shops for holiday gift-giving, WashingtonNYCounty.com. And Union College Concert Series, presenting baritone Thomas Meglioranza, performing songs from Hugo Wolf's romantic cycle, Murica Leader, Sunday, December 13th, 3 p.m., unioncollegeconcerts.org, and Fort Hill Auto Body, Amherst, Massachusetts, locally owned and operated since 1997, providing auto body repair, detailing, painting, and glass replacement, a proud supporter of public radio, forthillautobody.com, and Stories Nursery, Freehold, New York, featuring plants, trees, and gifts for the holidays, open Mondays through Saturday, 8 to 5, and Sundays, 9 to 4, closed Thanksgiving Day, storiesnursery.com. Thanks for joining us. Remember, the conversation continues online. Our engineer has been the incomparable Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Jennifer Stella. Our producers, Jessica Blaustein Marshall, and I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now, ladies and gentlemen, friends of all ages, for a news update.